Nearly 70 years after their World War II-era service, former ATG members Henry Nelligan, Victor Close, brothers John and Willard Reese, and Ralph Deveny received their service medals and honorable discharge certificates. Nelligan will celebrate his 101st birthday in May. According to the Army, he's the oldest living Alaska Territorial Guard veteran to receive his honorable discharge. Here he is just a few moments before the ceremony began.
Well, it makes me feel good, is all I can say. And I'm glad that people think that way about me. It makes me feel proud, you know. That's all right.
And how old are you now?
101.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
I imagine things have changed a lot since you were a boy.
Oh, gosh. The Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk flew just 9 years before I was born. And look at it now. Mm-hmm. They went to the moon.
John Reese says he didn't expect to get his discharge so many years after his service ended.
I didn't think anybody would even pay any attention to it, you know. It's a big surprise.
Major General Thomas Katkus, Adjutant General of the Alaska National Guard, and Verdi Bowen, Director of the Alaska Office of Veterans Affairs, presided over the ceremony. Here's Katkus talking about the ATG and what its members did.
Back in 1942, what did we have? We had the territory of Alaska as big as it was, and we also had the threat of a foreign country, a foreign nation that had already landed on our soil, and there was no way to put in perspective the magnitude of the threat. And yet the United States asked for the men and women of Alaska to step forward and provide a service to our nation.
From 1942 to 1947, more than 6,400 Alaskans volunteered for the Territorial Guard. Many of them were Alaska Natives. They served in their assigned territories with little equipment and no pay until the ATG disbanded in 1947.
So what did they get for 5 years of service? They didn't even get a handshake. They didn't get any recognition. They basically got told the war's over, go home. And most people in the United States in the lower 48 had no realization that anything had ever been accomplished or done by these members.
About 13 years ago, through an effort spearheaded by Alaska's late Senator Ted Stevens, service in the Alaska Territorial Guard was given federal recognition. That allowed former ATG members to receive benefits as veterans who served on active duty. Since that time, Katkus says they've been tracking down as many of the remaining Territorial Guard members as possible to give them their official honorable discharge papers. Bowen says that hasn't been easy.
The hardest thing that we have had is that you have to imagine this. In 1947, when the Alaska Territorial Guard was released, most of the records were released too. And you guys know that, especially some of the military guys that are in here, you understand that a lot of times it's real easy for the government to lose the records in some box somewhere in some warehouse. And so we've had to reconstruct that time, and it's been a real difficult effort. But it's been a real wonderful effort.
Nelligan served in the ATG unit in Craig, Close and the Reese brothers served in Ketchikan, and Deveny served in Wrangell. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.